So begin by breathing, letting your body relax. And I'm going to call the four directions and the power of the four directions and the elements to be with us in this ritual for the autumnal equinox. We call on the powers of the West, the power of connection, relationship, balance, communion, the mythical thou of the I-thou relationship. And the element is air.
The power of air is the power of communication, connection, the breath of spirit, the power of balance, we call upon the power of the North, which is the energy of water, of intuition, the energy of the tribe, of the ancestors, of history, of blessing and cleansing. We call upon the power of the East, which is fire, enthusiasm, warmth, creativity, moving forward. And we call upon the power of the South, which is earth, the power to manifest, the power of the community, of the outer world, the power of the mountain and wisdom. So the elements are with us in this meditation, in this ceremony. Breathing in through your heart center. Follow an inward path that takes you to an open field surrounded by trees. Just at sunset, in the center of the field is a circle of people, and in the center of the circle, a fire pit and a fire. And you join the circle. People open the circle so you can come and sit with them. They may be people you know, people who are familiar, or familiar strangers, or complete strangers. And you feel welcomed by them, by the energy of the earth, as you sit in the circle, and the trees surrounding the field. And as you sit, and observe. You see two figures. The Prince of Light and the Queen of Darkness. They enter the circle and embrace. And then the Queen of Light leaves the circle, walks through the field, and enters the forest. Light and dark balance, moving toward the dark, into mystery and nourishment, peace, moon and stars, into what will be in this part of the world cooler and cooler weather. So focus on the first thing you would like to release. Imagine it as a body of energy. Rest it on the earth. Let it dissolve down into the earth. Blessing it and releasing it. If you release something with hatred, it will stay attached to you. Bless it and let it go. Energy dissolves, sinks down into the earth. Take a breath. Then focus on the second situation or state of mind that you would like to release. See it as an energy body. And let it rest on the earth. Let the energy dissolve and disappear. The earth will take it, transform it. And then focus on the third thing that you would like to release. Imagine it as an energy body. Rest it on the earth. And let it dissolve down into the darkness. Where it dissipates, the earth will hold it and transform it. Take a breath. bless what you've released. However you created it for what you felt was a purpose. And now your purpose has changed. Sun goes down beneath the horizon. Focus on one of the three intentions that you created. And rest that on the earth. This time you're letting it go down into the darkness so that it receives the nourishment of the dark, the mystery, the creative, imaginative powers. And take the second intention. Take a breath, focus on it. Let it go out into the darkness of the heavens. Another kind of darkness, where it is nourished. Where the fertility of the darkness energy. Take a breath. Focus on the last intention, the third intention. Hold it in the palm, between the palms of your hand. Bless it. Let it go, and this time it drifts across the field into the rich darkness of the forest. Know that all through this period of increasing dark until the winter solstice, you can continue to work with your intentions, remembering they are being nourished by the power of the dark. Blessings you haven't even imagined yet. And then hold your power object between your palms. So the energy of the ritual rests in the power object. You can put the power object on your altar if you don't have an altar someplace safe. And it takes on immanence, that is the energy of all of us. And of this time in this evening. And while we're together, in a meditative state, say to yourself, may I be happy. May all beings be happy. May I be free from suffering. May all beings be free from suffering. May I be free from the roots of suffering. May all beings be free from the roots of suffering. May I be peaceful and healthy. May all beings be peaceful and healthy. Gradually, the fire dies down. It's time to disband the circle. Breathe yourself back into your body. Rest your left hand on your heart center with your right hand over it. Bless your body, the home of this incarnation. Take a breath. Come back into the room, which is dark. Open your eyes slowly. Stretch your muscles slowly. Gently. And come back into the circle.